Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 297 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Lauren Drews. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you, Lauren.
Lauren, you're the bee's knees.
Do bees have knees?
Yeah, I've seen them. Well, why wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Do dogs have knees?
Yeah, they're just backwards.
Are they called knees?
Probably.
Are they called sinks?
Haunches? I don't know.
Do bees have six knees?
Yeah.
What if they tore an ACL?
Oh, that would be
on their six little knees.
They're going to be wobbly the rest of their lives.
But they fly, so they cool.
True.
Anyways, today we're going to be discussing Tiffany's worst nightmare, Mrs. Norris, her tale, and the torch bracket. So make sure that you have read books 1 through 6, 2 more specifically. And you've come to your own conclusions. Make sure that you've listened to all our episodes before we tie our way through these details.
Oh, my God.
And Megan! Some weekly
Okay, guys. I just wanted to give a shout out. Okay, so if you are... No, listen! If you have listened through up to this point, you will have known and hopefully remembered the beautiful, lovely, amazing Vanessa, who joined us on our mental health episodes and also joined Katie and I in Denver at LeakyCon for a mental health panel.
She did. It was amazing.
Losing her mind.
You like started to talk and then immediately started to talk again.
Tiffany.
I don't want...
I have ADHD, okay?
You're like, this... okay, you guys. All right, well then, you guys.
It's just my ADHD.
I can't see.
My favorite thing is when Meg goes, okay. You'll say like, okay, so 100 times.
Listen.
It's really cute.
Okay, so Vanessa. She joined us on some mental health episodes. Yes. She is amazing. I wanted to give her social media a shout out. You can go and follow her at vanessa.ofalltrades. She is currently writing a novel. And I'm not entirely sure on like the timeline of like when this is coming out or anything. But if you remember her, you know her personality. She is so awesome, so funny, so knowledgeable. So I just wanted to give her a shout out. Make sure that you go and follow her on Instagram. She also, I believe that she has these listed on her Instagram and like her little link tree. She designs these really cool stickers that you can go and buy, and like just some of her art and whatnot. So you should just go and check her out. I'm so excited. I am about to read an advanced copy of her book. So I'm like super excited to read and finish and review it. So
yeah,
soup's excited.
Make sure that
she's wonderful.
She is so awesome. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, they could too. That'd be cool. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast. Don't look at me. And follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. I'm kidding. I love you.
Put it on the list.
If you'd like to support us on Patreon.
I hate when people look at me.
If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/SwishFlickCast. Supporting our podcast keeps this going, gives you access.
Look at that chat.
Don't look at me. Gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Switch swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. And we are always accepting Potter stories or just any fun things, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
I was just trying to be engaging.
I'm kidding. I love you. My mom all day has been texting me and like calling me and telling me how like she just wants to keep Phil. Phil's her dog now. He's over there. He's not allowed to come back. She just sent me a text and said, yep, you can have him back tomorrow.
What'd he do?
Said, what happened? She said, nothing bad. He is your pup.
What does that mean? Out of nowhere. Okay.
Yep. Changed my mind. You can have your dog back tomorrow. I bet you he won't stop barking at something, but you know.
Something.
Anyway.
Katie.
Yeah.
It's time for the meow, 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 meow.
Perfect.
I love that. Okay, last time we spent a whole episode talking about Meg's list of undesirables. Mm-hmm. If you want to know what undesirable number one was, I suggest you go listen because it was a riot of a time.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Good times.
Yeah.
Some things might have been removed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And some things might have been added.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I don't think anything was added.
Well, you added us looking at you today.
Yeah.
People don't look at me. At me during reading of the social meds.
Give me the shrubbery.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about Mrs. Norris and how she put herself up on that torch.
My favorite thing about this entire doc is that there's the picture, the chapter art picture.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I thought we all needed a reminder of what it actually looked like.
Should I get that tattooed on my body?
Yes.
Put her tongue out. I feel bad for her. Why is her tongue out?
I actually 1,000% would get that tattooed on my body.
I know you would because you're petty.
Like, do I need that?
Yeah.
With like this. Did it my flail. All right. This section is called What Had Happened Was.
I like that.
Okay. So this is from the book. The book. Quote. As they edged nearer, Harry almost slipped. There was a large puddle of water on the floor. Ron and Hermione grabbed him. And they inched toward the message, eyes fixed on a dark shadow beneath it. All three of them realized what it was at once and leapt backward with a splash.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
She said it first. Those are two different splashes.
It's still a splash, Katie. That's a Coke.
I'm going to splash Coke on you.
Whoa, that's a waste.
Yeah, Katie owes Meg.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Whatever.
Boom. Yeah. I had one earlier. I hope that got recorded.
She did.
All right. Mrs. Norris, the caretaker's cat, was hanging by her tail from the torch bracket. She was stiff as a board, her eyes wide and staring. Okay. Now, included in the doc is the chapter art.
The photo.
I would like to point that out. And that tail is pretty well curled.
It is curled.
It is.
Okay.
So next is you presenting your theory. Go ahead.
Okay.
Then me and Tiffany will chime in here.
So my theory is we see they stumble upon this and Mrs. Norris is up there already. And she is hanging from the torch bracket. That's all it's described as. Okay. There's no other like descriptors there. So my theory is that she was up there of her own accord to watch students in the hallway while being undetected.
While the torch is lit.
Yes.
Or do we think that it was lit by the basilisk?
I just wanted the aesthetic.
I would assume it's always lit. Right? Because that like because, you know, that's
where
how Hogwarts...
Where's she going to sit? I'm looking at this picture, though. Where's girlfriend going to sit with that lit?
But then how else would she have gotten up there?
She's not sitting. She's hanging.
Tiffany. So she was pre-hanging?
Okay, but, like, what if she jumped with her tail out and then is like, Supergirl! And then curls out. Like, I just don't get it.
Well, I believe that it is like near a doorway, right? For the bathroom.
Is she like monkey swinging on this
So
thing?
Did she like hop, hop, hop like Spider-Man up?
Or like Mario?
The doorway, or like Mario, yeah, you know? And then tail out. Hook. And she's there hanging.
Like she was like waiting to just drop on some unsuspecting victims.
Yeah, like here's the thing. Like Mrs. Norris is never where you expect her to be, right? She just like comes out of nowhere. Yeah. And here's the thing. Okay, so what is like the act, like people claim that the theory is that Ginny put her there?
Mm.
To me, that doesn't fit. Because first of all, if she's on the ground and she gets petrified by like seeing the snake with the water.
She still, you can't move her. It's like rigor mortis sets in.
Exactly.
Right?
So you mean to tell me that in that exact moment, her tail is perfectly hooked?
And
come
on. You put it on like a keychain.
Right. And you like lifted her up there to whoop, hook her up. No.
I don't think Ginny could reach it. She's 11.
See, I just don't like either of those.
Well, and
I just wish that there was more space, because I'm going off of this picture, and if there was more space, what I could see her doing is, we know that when cats get all lovey, they like to like curl on you and rub on you, and their tails do like snaky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like I wanted her to be sitting up there
like perched,
minding everybody else's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's and cool. Like she's in her element, so she's real happy, so she's curling that little keycat tail, and then boom, there's a basilisk, and now I'm up
down.
Here and I'm petrified, and I'm that's but the way that the picture is, I don't
what
know,
if
there's like no room.
Oh I have a new theory.
Oh,
okay because the way that her tail is, that does seem plausible. That's the other thing, is if we're basing this on the illustration, which obviously had to be approved by the author.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
So if we're basing like the illustration is canon, then I say the illustration completely proves the fact that Ginny did not put her there.
No.
Because her little tail is curled around it.
Yeah.
OK. What if the fire is magical?
And it lights up when you enter the hallway?
Either it lights up when you enter the hallway, or it's lit, and if you were to like touch it, it just feels like warmth. You know, think of like the flu network fire, right? Mm-hmm. Like Harry describes it as like you can feel the flames like tickling. So what if Mrs. Norris liked that feeling? So she would
cats
like go
love
up
warm.
There.
Fire tickles.
Yeah, she would go
fire
up
tickles?
There and she was like sitting on it. Feeling little fire tickles, getting all warm. Kitty cats love warm and toasty, especially if you're thinking Hogwarts is so like drafty, chilly. There's literally windows that just like open to the elements. You know, like if there was any spot of warmth, she would go to it.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have been sitting up there, got all happy, like you said, her little tail curled around. She got spooked, saw that in the bottom, and then just whoop, fell down and was swinging.
Go ahead. I took the liberty of finding this episode and listening to this part a little
bit.
Oh,
wow. Okay, Miss, I do my research.
Were we unhinged?
Yeah.
Was it a mess? It was a mess. Meg went back and forth on her point about 100 times. At first it was I can't remember the exact order, but it was like she was up there and she fell, no weight, she tied herself because she has thumbs because she's a polydactyl.
Oh,
and then
yeah, that
all,
whole thing we didn't even talk about that right. yet.
And then it was all about, well, I have our old roommate has a cat who has thumbs, and we were like, is that opposable? And you're like, yeah. and then you went back on it about something else. It was really funny.
Okay.
Oh my
okay,
god.
Okay.
And ridiculous. And it's at the very end of the episode.
This
I was like expecting
what...
it to be like mid, but we spent probably like 10 minutes talking about it.
So, okay, so this is what I was going to say to you in the car.
And you were earlier, like,
and I was
yourself.
Like, I need to save it for the episode.
Okay. Is this the end all be all?
Well, here's the thing. I do think that my theory with Mrs. Norris got completely misconstrued in the episode. Because it ended up just going on this silly tangent. Okay.
Yeah.
And
of
like,
course, yeah.
Obviously, we have so much fun. It's silly. Yes. I went completely overboard with the polydactyl business and like her tying herself up.
Oh my God.
At the end of the day, my theory was she was already up there. That was the theory. Okay.
No, that was your initial theory.
That,
and then it
that
got
was
very
the initial
silly.
Theory. And then it just kind of like snowballed into this insanity that was she tied herself up there. She has thumbs. Polydactyl cats exist. Well, Do polydactyl cats exist? Of course they exist. Do they have opposable thumbs? Absolutely they do.
Are they considered opposable?
I have seen cats with those thumbs kidding.
Scoop food up and eat it.
When I say rookie can grip things with his paw. Like, it is bizarre. I just think that, like, overall, the whole idea of it got misconstrued. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
it was
no,
hilarious.
You leaned into it. We know.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yes, I leaned into it. At the end of the day, though, the theory was she was up there as either a place to be warm, a place to hide and spy on students. I just don't buy into the fact that Ginny put her there. I think that that was like the other side of the
argument.
Were
they thinking that like it when they say like tied by her tail, were they thinking like string and the tail? Is that what that is supposed to mean? Are we just
I don't know.
Outrageous?
I don't know. That's not what it looks like in the illustration. In the illustration, it's not even tied. It's like twirled.
Yeah.
What I was talking about with the opposable thumbs was like literally, yeah, she like tied herself there. Like she like that was a joke though that like we just kept going with.
Cause it was fun.
It was fun and funny.
I love you.
Hung by her tail. A lot of people, this is a legitimate thing that I don't think was brought up then because we were all just in the hilarity of it. But a couple of people in the chat have mentioned like how she was possessed by Voldemort at that time. So what if he had her perform some sort of magic that she might not have known? Or at that time, she should have known Wingardium Leviosa, so she could have levitated her up there. Mm. Thoughts?
I think there's a lot of things that Voldemort could have done possessing her.
Yeah.
He could have made her do anything. Stuff that she wouldn't have been capable of on her own because she's possessed.
Yeah.
Desi said she's 11, but... She's 11, but was possessed by an old, talented, and twisted wizard. He could have made her do it to add more of a warning to the threat written on the wall. I mean, that certainly did make it look spookier. I don't know.
I mean, you guys know where I stand on it. I do not think Ginny put her up there. To me, that just doesn't
so either.
Fit. It doesn't make sense. Like, why?
Did the author say anything about this?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wonder. In any of those chats, because this was like real early on when she would have been involved in things, like real heavy. I'm not that she wasn't, but I feel like more so in those early days, she would have been involved.
So the compendium says that she did. Let me see if there's like a source.
Did we have the answer all along?
I feel like the author's probably going to say that Ginny did it just because. Not just because, but Ginny's the one that was doing these things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
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 I had to make sure I was talking into the microphone.
I get you. You're a professional.
It's what?
It's the tail curl that's getting me because if she was petrified.
Of being petrified?
You can't move it.
You wouldn't be able to move the tail. Even if you were Voldemort, I would think. Not our Voldemort, but being possessed by Voldemort.
I don't think it's confirmed anywhere.
Ooh, Megan with an H posted the image from the Jim K Illustrated edition.
Was it curled or just hung?
It's still hung, but the bracket's a little different.
Cattails, like, but a cat, I don't know, that cattail's weird.
That cattail is a little extra weird.
I mean, you know, I'm just really convinced by my theory.
Nikki said maybe she was flicking her tail when the petrification happened. Because as soon as you see, I don't think you have any time to, like, think or react.
Yeah, for sure. Then the illustration just, like, wouldn't be accurate. That's the thing, like Tiffany said. Like, this illustration obviously shows it wrapped around it.
Right.
Like, it's not like a flick and there's a little hook and you can hang it up or anything like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's literally purposefully twirled around it. And I think that with just how, like, conniving and cunning Mrs. Norris is, like, why is it so hard to believe that she was up there to spy? Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it doesn't, like, it's not like that doesn't fit her character, you know?
Of course she'd be up high in the sky.
And also, kitty cats like being high. Like, they will get as high as they can.
Carrie's cats were on top of the cabinets today.
I saw that. And Teddy would do that all the time at any of our places that had access to, like, the top of the fridge or the top of the cabinets. Teddy was there in a heartbeat. But, like, to me, it just, like, doesn't, like, what would be the purpose of Jenny hanging her there? What, like, they wouldn't notice that she was petrified on the ground? She's hard as a rock. And
it's,
like,
it's for flair.
Yeah, for spooks.
Yeah. It's for drama. Remember? I mean, the blood on the walls, everything. It's to get mudbloods out, right?
Remember back in the day when you would spice up your Facebook page with flair? It's like that.
MySpace.
Oh, Facebook had flair, didn't it?
Flair?
Yeah. It was like little buttons.
Oh my gosh.
Digital buttons.
Dude, I forgot.
What?
You remember that?
No? Really?
Look it up.
That's crazy.
I think that all of these illustrations, whether it be Mina Lima or Jim K, fit my theory.
That she's hanging out.
She was up there.
Curling it out.
Creeping. She was creeping.
In her happy zone.
Also, I like what Amy Lou just said. Yeah. Maybe she scrambled to try to get away, but then her tail caught her as she was falling.
Because
she's a kitty, she's got that sixth sense.
Well, look at her
fur, too.
Yeah.
She's spooked.
She is, like,
spooked.
Whenever cats get, like, scared, they literally, like, poof.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the original, like, Mary Grand Pré illustration, chapter illustration, she is very obviously poofed. Some of the other ones aren't like that. She's, like, very, like, slick in some of them.
Mm-hmm.
I like in the Mina Lima one, she's kind of, like, got the scaredy cat pose, like, eh,
hunchback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that a hand holding the torch
in the Mina Lima?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. So I don't know,
I can get on board that she was up there and curled her little tail around being happy. I don't like that the fire's lit, though. That's weird. I want it to be like,
But just think of it
like auto lights turning on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cool,
like,
too.
When you're walking down the hall.
Doesn't that do that, though, in the movie?
I think it does.
I think it does.
I'm pretty sure it does.
So,
see, look, it all
in which case, fits even better.
There we go. We're grabbing a little canon from illustrations and movie, even though the movies go against a lot.
I don't know. I mean, you know, that's kind of all we can say about it. True. But I just want to, like, clear the air here.
Jeez.
To let everybody know that, like, the original theory ended up getting misconstrued. I absolutely love the polydactyl conversation. It's just funny, you know, like, it's fun. The whole polydactyl conversation and her, like, literally tying a knot, blah, 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 blah. Like, just funny.
Yes.
You know?
We will post, because Mia was awesome and found all the spots in every episode that we, like, talked about this. And I'll post the timestamps within the description. Just if you want to go back and listen for fun, because it's a good time. Oh my God, Mike P. At first I saw a snake. I was petrified.
Kept thinking that Filch could never leave without me by his side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how the students did him wrong. And I grew thumb. And now those children are so dumb because I'm back. From the hospital wing.
Gonna sneak around the corner and tell him everything.
Mike B is awesome.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That's well done.
Amazing.
I love that. I don't think we had any lightning bolts.
We didn't.
Did we?
I don't know. I didn't see any, but it doesn't mean there wasn't any there. Do you think that the basilisk was
there's one
disappointed that he only re-killed a ghost? Maybe.
Or probably.
She. I don't know.
Probably. Marguerite asks, what if it was a spell of riddles making that Ginny performed on Mrs. Norris, like Immobilis and Levicorpus?
Maybe. Sorry.
It's possible. It's possible.
It's possible.
I can see it. I still think she was just hanging out, though, you know? You're just chilling like a villain. Like, chilling like the villain that she is. All right.
Fan story. Little trigger warning for some bullying in here, just because I was skimming it and I saw that. Okay, so this comes from Christina Miguel from November of 2020. Whew. Hey, y'all. My name is Christina, and I wanted to share my Potter story. To begin, I'm 28. My house is Slytherin. My Patronus is a wolf. My wand is redwood with a phoenix feather core, 13 1/4 inches, and brittle flexibility. That's, I don't know if I've ever heard of brittle flexibility.
I love your whole Potter profile.
Yeah, interesting.
Woo woo! Shout out to snakes.
My story begins like so many others. The first movie had been announced, and my mom told me I couldn't see it until I read the book. Chapter one was rough, but I got through it and never looked back. I didn't have the best childhood socially. I was made fun of and left out constantly at school. I'm Hispanic with noticeable hair on my arms and was referred to as Donkey Kong. That is not okay. But Harry Potter was my escape. It gave me something to look forward to, a world to distract myself with when mine got too hard. While girls talked about the birthday parties and sleepovers I wasn't invited to, I remembered I had my beloved books at home waiting for me. I ended up going to private high school, had an amazing athletic career winning state championships and becoming nationally ranked, went to college and had a bit of a glow up, and even saved enough money for laser hair removal. I have the most amazing friends now and the best boyfriend. I'm never left out of anything anymore. That's all well and good, but I still cherish the story in these books more than anything. I'll never forget those years and what they taught me about the importance of kindness, tolerance, but also the strength inside of us needed to get... Hold on. But also the strength inside of us needed to get through the difficult times. I have the Deathly Hallows tattooed on my wrist. And when I look down, it reminds me that if 9-year-old me can get through it, whatever challenge I'm facing today, I can get through as well. Thank you for your beautiful podcast and the world you have created for us, Christina.
I am sorry.
Yeah.
About your experience.
People can be very mean.
Very mean.
Shout out to you for rising above, because it's not easy.
I'm so glad that you got through that and that you're in a much better place now.
Yeah. And you can get through it.
But that is still Bob Shorts.
Kids, Bob be Shorts. Nice. Kids, adults, man. Be nice.
If you're listening to this and you are a kiddo, please just choose kindness.
If think you wouldn't about your want words. Your mom to hear what you were saying, or your dad, or your grandma, or your grandpa, or your auntie, or your uncle, or any grown person that you respect, then if you wouldn't want them to hear you, then definitely don't say it.
Truly be kind.
And make yourself proud too. Jeez Louise.
Yes. Yeah. Think about your words. Think about your feelings and other people's feelings. But Christina, you're clearly amazing. So thank you for sharing your story. I have a cat joke.
Meow.
Oh yeah.
Why are kittens actually excellent bosses? Because they have great leadership.
You gotta be kidding me. I'm so proud of you.
Did you find any polydactyl jokes?
Also, they're not considered to be opposable. I hate to burst your bubble.
What?
Yeah.
BS.
Sorry. Well, that's only humans and primates, I think.
Did you search specifically polydactyl?
I'm doing that right now.
Marguerite. 7. Does that help you?
Wait, ready? A polydactyl cat walks into a bar. He says to the bartender, "Hey, can I get a drink?" The bartender replies, "Sure, but what's with the awkward pause?"
Oh my god.
Polydactyl cats generally do not have opposable thumbs. But doesn't mean they don't.
What's generally. That? What's that source? ilovecats.com.
GreatPetCare.com.
Tiffany.
What?
Can we talk about how your mom just sent me a gift that had Pikachu that says haters gonna hate?
Yeah, I saw that.
What is she doing?
She's talking about Phil.
Oh, Phil.
If you would like to follow us on social media, myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family, and Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick.
I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom. Maybe I finished on Honeymooners. I should have.
She just popped on her sweetheart.
Jeez.
What you gonna do about it? Huh?
Eat the rest of them.
She just doesn't care.
You got nothing else going on that you want to share, Tiffany?
Snakes are gonna snake. I'm done with school.
There you go.
I'm going to Disney!
Woo! Actually, by the time
I'll be back.
Out, you'll be back already.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
So excited for you.
Thank you.
I am, at this moment in time, playing Zelda.
Don't freaking mess with my emotions.
By the time this comes out, I will.
You can have another sweetheart.
What?
You can have another sweetheart.
Wow.
Just don't trump it.
It's going to be Breath of the Wild.
Yes.
I have a question, actually. Should it be Breath of the Wild or Link's Awakening?
Breath of the Wild, please. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay.
I need you to play this game. Because
I
then
really
you
am.
Need to have Tears of the Kingdom.
I really, really, really am going to play it. Katie, what about you? Are you going to play it?
I don't know.
I think you'd really like it.
You would.
I'm hoping by the time this episode comes out, I'm on the next Throne of Glass book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If not the next next. That's very wishful thinking. But I have my time is dwindling. That I have to finish this before
Megan and I say we don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Just start saying stuff.
So
you're gonna fly through Queen of Shadows. It's the best one.
Okay.
In my opinion.
To be fair, I remember very little from any of these.
All right. I do not think anybody got a bingo again.
No bingo.
These are specific episodes.
And the House Cup standings are the same. Ravenclaw's in first, Hufflepuff's in second, Slytherin's in third, Gryffindor's in fourth.
Wow, you actually added the Gryffindors in this time.
Yeah, glad we weren't an afterthought.
That's a sweet talk.
This is for cats. Cats.
Ooh, for cats.
Cats everywhere. We appreciate your antics, and I do enjoy a funny cat video on the internet highway. So
it's my favorite thing in the world.
I think Tiffany likes Iggy.
I'm obsessed with Iggy.
Yeah,
that's why I tell everybody, because Iggy loves anyone.
If you think that you don't like cats,
okay. I'm just saying he makes you love him because he's just like, hey, what's up? Let's hang.
If you think you don't love cats, you have to meet Iggy. He'll make you like cats.
Him good boys. Very good kitty cat. As my sister would call them, Kikis.
I'll tell him you said hi.
Thank you. All right. Well, I don't know. Well, is this Katie's episode's next?
I don't even know.
I think it is.
I haven't peeped on the doc.
Because the very last one is what we're looking forward to the most. So, yes, the next one is Katie has to make decisions.
Oh, snap.
What?
Oh, Katie.
It's my worst nightmare.
Some of them are easy. I gave you some softballs. So. And Katie is not allowed to see the doc.
I haven't looked.
Did I even share it with you?
I don't know.
I don't think I shared it with you.
I don't think you did.
Look for 298 and see if I shared it with you.
Okay.
Anyways.
298. Oh, no, it's there. I could click on it.
Don't do it.
I could if I wanted to.
Foolish. I should revoke that editing.
I won't look. Ask Meg. I don't look like for gifts or anything like that when they're hidden.
Good.
What just cracked? Is it your elbow?
Shoulders. All right, that concludes this week's episode for the Kitty Cats. Thank you so much for listening. Tell your cats we said hi, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
I don't know why. He also has like 4 shillelaghs. I don't know what happens
what
in
this. What the hell is a shillelagh?
Like an Irish stick to beat your ass.
And if you're playing Hogwarts Legacy, pet them all.
Pet them all.
And then they go,
meow.
Meow.
Why do they sound like that?
Meow.
Meow. It's like M-A-O.
Meow.
Meow.
Okay, bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.